Louth manager, Wayne Cairns. Wayne, I suppose there's no hiding your disappointment and disappointment of Louth supporters this evening. That performance out there today here, just not good enough, and never really looked as if you were going to get a result.
No, you're right, Colm, it wasn't good enough. It was poor, really. In some of the other games, you could make a case and say that we were okay. Today, there was very, very little to say that you could say, you know, was at the required standard or level, I suppose, or certainly the level required. So it's difficult to put a finger on at the moment, but you're right, it was nowhere near good enough.
And I mean, there was a bit of optimism coming in today, even though you were on a run of four successive defeats. A change of venue, it was a good side today. So I mean, from that point of view, you know, you would have been hoping for much, much more.
Exactly. We thought we'd get a boost getting out of a difficult pitch. Our training went well. We tried to change a few things around in terms of personnel, in terms of the shape of the team, and to be fair, you know, the reality is it didn't work.
Yeah, and I mean, from an early stage, Leitrim kind of got a foothold, they got the goal, it was coming, they could have had a second one. It just they cut you open far too easy in that first half, into the breeze as well.
Yeah, defensively we weren't at the races at all, really. 1v1 and the whole defensive situation was poor. So they had, you know, a lot of chances, and lucky enough they didn't take them. But, you know, when we're looking at ourselves going forward, like, I think we kicked 8 wides in the first half, which is not good either. Despite it being, you know, relatively average to poor in the first half, you know, I still thought we could up it in the second half against the wind and certainly do a lot better. And, well, we did create, I suppose, a couple of goal chances again defensively going the other way. Leitrim, like, didn't really have to work for their scores at all, which is, you know, the real concern.
I mean, you got it back to a 2-point game before half time, and then you got the first score of the second half, and there seemed to be a bit more energy about the team, but that energy then just seemed to evaporate fairly quickly.
It did, yeah, and like, we you're right. I thought we started the second half okay, and, you know, we got the first score, and, you know, had a couple of other chances, but as I said, the Leitrim attack didn't have to work hard for their scores today, and that's, you know, an individual thing at the back and a collective thing, and we were just far too open. As you said, we changed the shape a wee bit, but nothing absolutely major, no major surgery really, just a little tweak of a couple of things, and it obviously didn't work. It certainly didn't work, so it's something we have to look at for the next game.
And the problem with a lot of your games is that you're just not able to find the openings when teams pack their defences. You're struggling really to create meaningful opportunities. I know you had a good few wides in the first half, but just maybe not creating enough, Wayne, in general.
Yeah, we're certainly not scoring enough, but I actually did think we had a few goal chances in the second half. Liam Jackson had one, Sam had one, Jerry McSorley maybe had half a chance, but we worked an awful lot on that, but certainly the slickness in our attack. But it comes down to the defensive attributes of the other side. Like, they were really intense, closed up, same as Derry last week, loads of pressure, loads of bodies, and, you know, it's something that we've tried to do, but we certainly didn't get it right today.
And I mean, you know, very frustrating to see the way Leitrim were able to finish the game. They were just pointing at ease, and you know, the game really long over as a contest at that stage, which obviously is something that you would be very concerned about.
Yeah, mind me a little bit of Antrim last year, which is the first time I could say that, you know, we didn't finish the game with any fight at all. Even in Derry last week, we finished reasonably strong, so that's a worry. It's something we'll definitely have to talk about during the week. Our kickouts went, our defensive play was even poor in the last 10 minutes when we should have closed up shop. But all things that, you know, definitely went wrong.
Mathematically, I'm not sure whether you can stay up now, Wayne. I don't think you can. We're taking all things into account, so you have 2 games left. I mean, realistically, is it just in terms of trying to get a better performance now in the next 2 games, looking into the championship?
It is, definitely. That is the thing. You know, unfortunately, you know, we've hit the drop now, so it is looking at a little bit sort of medium term. Of course, we want to put in performance. We want to try and address this performance today for a start, in Cork, which will be difficult, of course, but you know, the pressure's, I suppose there's no pressure, and it was just the pressure we put on ourselves now to try and get performance, and as you say, look forward in the medium term to the championship, because you know, for championship football, you know, we're not at anywhere near the correct level at the minute.
I mean, now you know it's going to be Division 4 football. That's very, very disappointing. It's going to be a difficult pill to swallow for Louth supporters now, you know, having been in Division 2 not that long ago, and now it's going to be Division 4 next year. So, you know, it's going to be hard to take.
It is. It's very hard to take. You know, we're pretty devastated in there. But look, it is what it is. We can't change it now. Unfortunately, we had a period of a couple of months to try and do as well as we could. We just haven't been good enough over the 5 games so far. As you said, in patches we've done okay, but we never put a performance together for 70 minutes, and today, you know, our performance was nowhere near the correct level. That's all I can say about it, really. And it's difficult, relegations. Obviously, we generally don't talk about the league table. We're trying to get game by game, but there's no hiding from the fact now that it is what it is.